Starting a couple of minutes before the 4 days of hope before Rosh Hashanah, a person needs 4 days to get ready. We start to say slichas the Shabbos before Motzei Shabbos because the Olam are together. If not, people will forget. But meikar ha'alocha, you have to have 4 days to get ready to Rosh Hashanah. It's mamish the shkiyas, mamish in a pol minut. That's in the 4 days of the bikul that a person is mechuyav to mevaker himself before the Rosh Hashanah, starting now. Chazal tell us, shofar shel Rosh Hashanah kofuf, this will be paskin. Kamo de kaif inish daite tfei nichol. How much the person is bent down in Rosh Hashanah tfei nichol. Shofar shel Yom Kippurim poshut. Kamo de poshit inish daite tfei nichol. The avoid of Yom Kippurim is kamo de poshit inish. Dehainu, simple, clear, I'm going to mekabel A, B, I know what I'm going to do, what is my kabbalas. This is the avoid of Yom Kippurim. The avoid of Rosh Hashanah is kamo de kaif inish daite tfei nichol. How much the person is bent down, is miskoifef to the Ribbono shel Olam, is meshabed himself, tfei nichole. The avoid of Rosh Hashanah, Chazal say, imru lefonai malchiyas kedei shetamlichuni aleichem, imru lefonai zichroinus kedei sheyale zichroinchem lefonai letoivo, ubame beshoifo. This is what Chazal tell us. Avodas Hayom is Imru lefonai malchiyos kedei shetamlichuni aleichem. This is the Avodas Hayom. Avada, we have to start with tshuva. We start to say slichas. We're busy doing tshuva. And Avada, emes, you have to do that. But I want first to speak about the Ikar Avodas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah. The emes Ikar Avodas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah. And a person could be zeiche if he knows what is the Ikar Avodas Hayom. The Ikar Avodas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah is Imru lefonai malchuyos kedei shetamlichuni aleichem. Hashem melech, Hashem moloch, Hashem yimloich le'olam vo'ed. Eilu ve'eilu, Hashem moloch, Hashem melech, Hashem yimloich le'olam vo'ed. What is Hashem melech? The emunah hapshuta of a person, the emunah hapshuta is, Shelo Yudchev HaSalvove says, Shelo Ye'ulenu ve'lo Yezikenu, Echod ma'anivroim, zulosi aboire izborach, lo ye'acher ma'she'omar lehakdim, a person cannot delay what Hashem wants to happen to you right away, ve'lo yagdim ma'she'omar le'acher, and a person cannot do to you something now if Hashem wants it to happen much later. Hakol mi'ito izborach, this is the Chavis Alvovitz. Everything is the Ribbono shel Olam. A person could use his moshel, his imagination, to understand Malchius. What is Malchius? Baruch Hashem, you know, Hind. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Ktane Amono, people that have small kepalach, that it's hard for us to picture without help. Hashem gave us the world to help us to picture. Hashem gave us the world to help us to picture. Person knows, I say, Alamol de Moshel. Person is standing near the beach. And it's little crumbs, little sand, the beach. It's little crumbs on the beach. And he sees two crumbs are fighting. Two crumbs are fighting with each other. The mom is fighting with each other. And then one crumb manages to win the other crumb. Makes a difference to him. Makes a nafkamina for him. No nafkamina. So the crumb ate the crumb. The crumb didn't eat the crumb. It's a nafkamina. Sitting there on the beach, the water comes, takes a bit of sand into the water and disappears the sand. Ma'alev emoirit. Person has to know, his proportion, b'yachas ta'aboyre yizborach, it's much, much, much smaller. We know today, in Heindike Welt, they have, you know, they say they had these black holes. You can go 500 years of light. You learn in school, you know what it means. It's wide, wide on, and the numbers, there's no numbers for that, yeah? So Megate is only one little hole. The Welt is gross, she'en kedug masli. The whole world, if you look at our world, and our little piece that we're standing on, is less from a crumb in a beach. Much, much less, the whole world. After this whole world, every person is mashu shebe mashu. This is it, and this oilam. Chutz from this oilam, we have oilames, 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 oilames. So the malochim, Chazal say, she'en lehem shiur, she'en lehem goiva. There's no sof, there's no sof. Rive ve rive ve yis'alfe malochim. There's no end to the godness of Boir Yisborach. Our part in this story is klum. It's mashu. It's mashu. It's mashu. Our chelik is mashu. It's gonish. It's no kiyum here for us. This is the proportion of us klapi de Boir Yisborach. Mashu shebe mashu shebe mashu. A person will think about it. How big is the Ribbono Shel Olam? How big is the world? And he's a nobody. You have to understand not only that he's a nobody, it's layers of nobodies. You know, we are in this world. We had 100 people 100 years ago. Again, a lot of people. And everyone was a nobody. 200 years ago, we also had. In Shas HaChulban, the numbers there in Chazal, Midat Tiferes Yisrael, that is Lav Davke, Yeh Davke. Aber was for sure millions of people, no shaila about it. Yeah, millions and millions of people. So even already, people are important by the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm Mashu Shebe Mashu. I want to ask you a shaila. When you stand near the beach, you know that inside the water, and every second, the little fishes are eaten up. I saw somewhere that the Leviathan eats every day 6 million fish. Maybe Hitler. 6 million fish every day. The Leviathan eats. Like little ones, the mamish ones in the aquarium, you almost can't see them, yeah? You hear that these fish are eaten up? Nebach. Nebach on the fish. You go in the jungle, you see the lion jumps on the zebra, and mamish tears off a piece. You feel bad for the zebra? Why Kodesh Boko doesn't kill the lion? Azach Zoyitz. This is the job of the lion, he eats the zebra. Someone minds? Why do you think when your roommate bites into you, something will happen to him? And if you have a bad roommate at this episode, you're waiting, like, you're sure the ceiling will fall on him. Or you're sure his eyes, you know, his mamish a mushchas, his mamish, you see a guy, a mushchas, mamish is roide for different bacher. You're sure soon, you know, something will happen, mashamayim to him. And you might wonder why nothing happened. I'm sure the zebra was also sure something will happen to that lion that took off a piece from him. And nothing happened to the lion. But the strong lion is the schwache zebra. Just the way the world is. You know how much animals you eat every day? Take chickens, you cut them and you eat them, never the chickens. People eat chickens. Thousands, you go to yeshiva, you see thousands of chickens were killed for these people. So why do you think that when your roommate is bothering you, mamish, the Ribbono Shel Olam is so bekas on yenem, his tummy, he will save you in a second. It's so posh to you that you'll be saved in a second. Mechateise b'chlas u'daz atzad. You think he cares? You think he minds be'etzem? Be'etzem, there's no reason for him to mind, and there's no reason for him to care. If he cares about you, he could care about the 6 million fish that are also eaten today. Mamish never, the mamish, and the ants that you walk in them and smash them, mamish achmonis. Some of them are half alive, you know, they stay like half smashed, and for days they're moving there. Why do you think a Kodesh Baruch has rachmonis on you more when you're laying with Yad HaMachle from that end? Be'emes, I'm asking you, what is the difference between the Ribbono Shel Olam? From far is the same size. If you're laying there under a car and half of your body like this, and I'm screaming, Mistamir Bar Olam, Malochi Malo Aroyashim now. And the other ants are laying there on the floor. What is the thing? The size from far is mamish the same. A little bit bigger, mamish gomish. No problem. About it. This is that the kolsim of Yishoinim. This is what they tie it. But so what? This was apikosis. We're saying now, this I'm all given apikosis. The apikosis is to believe that Hitake doesn't care. But this is the apikosis, and I will explain. The apikosis doesn't come because they're shaitim. And Seichel, they're right. He's so big, there's no reason for him to care on me more than a fish. 10 Yidden will kill him, his stomach, he knows, the Chazak, Zeir, and the Shomayim.
Chickens are killed every day. Millions. They scream before the chicken. They say the kapos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rachmav al kol ma'asav. Rachmav al kol ma'asav. Rachmav al kol ma'asav. So that because him didn't feel that there's a difference. No was. Ve'ovisa tehilo, mikrutzei choymer, michanitei neshomo, vehi tehilo secho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't understand that. Ve'rachmav ha'atzumim begadlusoi, he has a koyach. That's called Ashgacha Pratis, that he could see it. This is one chidush that we call Ashgacha Pratis, that he could realize, called Yachid VeYachid, there's enough place in Beira Olam to feel for every person, every knetch of tzar, and he doesn't get mixed up, Cholila, with the big picture. But again, that he could do it, we believe. But that it will make a difference for him? This is the godless Beira Yisborach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a visa tehila. And he could take it away, and he could bring it. Now, a person is standing in this world, and Ribbono Shel Olam listens to his tefillah, and he already believes that Hashem looks, and Hashem cares, and Hashem goes down to Pirtei Pratim. And he does, he tells the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ribbono Shel Olam, I need help, my rheumatoid is bothering me. But Hashem tells him, if you believe that I see it, believe me, I can take care of it, I don't need to remind. If you think that I'm Kol Yochel, I'm organizing it now. And if you don't think that I'm called Kol Yochel, so why ask? You think I mind? Millions of fish are dying now. No, but I'm a person, Hashem, you really care of me. No, so Hashem take care of you. The same Hashem takes care of you. No of us. It's the Seder of Tefillah. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be mispalel. And here I want to be masbe. But also when a person is maiming the emuna shleimo, that HaBoyre Yisborach Shmoi, who manig l'chol abruim, also and everything is tachas yodoi. Be'etzim is no mocking for tefillah. It's mocking for children. But he's doing it. Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing it. It's the tzad that he's not doing it. It's doch alz no ribbono shel olam. It's doch alz no ribbono shel olam. It's two avoidas. It's the avoida during the year that is called tefillah, and it's the avoida during the malchus of Rosh Hashanah that is called tamlichuni aleichem. Hashem says, "B'yoyim adin, I want you to be makir as ich bin the melech. I am the melech. And if you makir that I am the melech, I will run it like I am the melech. I will take care of everything. I will not leave the teva to hit you. I will not leave the bad people to hit you. I will not let you to get punished. I will save you. When you makir in the malchus, I want you to be makir in my malchus. The rest I can take care of myself." Comes a smule amone. Hashem melech, Hashem moloch. But you know, please help me, please help me. But if you mean Hashem melech, you need to remind him to help you. Such a bizarre. Same, Hashkof HaRishonim. Rosh Hashanah, some people try to find where in the cracks, where the kadavim, for what? Hashem is kol yochol. He said, tamluchu li aleichem, I'll take care of it. But just in case, what, you need to remind him? What, just in case of what? Where I could push in. You know, Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, it comes to Tayr Libeinu, he starts to scream to daven to him. Elzog, say Hashem Melech, say Hashem Moloch. And you, trying to rush to find the cracks where you could daven for yourself. Shtelzach Su, the Melech is shtelling a ganze Malchus. And the people that are shtelling the Malchus, he's planning to take care of them. And there's a whole Zach. And every guy gets up and says, the melech is so good, the melech is so special. And everyone gets a prize. You know, everyone is, the melech has a big party, and he invites everyone, and everyone starts. Everyone gets his turn to say, how big is the melech? One guy says, ah, our melech is so great, mamash the greatest. By the way, the melech, you know, the neighbor upstairs, you know, they throw a little bit of garbage. You could kill them, please. They'll chop off his head. Maybe when you leave a note by one of the guys that take it in after one of the shamashim. A guy rushes to feel where he could daven for epis. Rosh Hashanah. He doesn't need. Hashem takes care of everything. Hashem is running the ganze zach. Chazal tells us, Abchatzke Levishin said it to Gemorim, Bob Metzia. Gemorim says it was a tainis. So they asked, I think it was Rabbi Yechanan, I don't remember who it was. He asked, who are the people that if they daven, Hashem will listen to the tefillah? They said, Rabbi Chiya v'Bonav. So they made a Asif of Goza Rebbe Tainis, And they bring a prayer with Bono. A prayer went down to the Amud. He said, Mashi v'ruach osse ruche. Osse zike, the Gemara says, Mashi v'ruach osse zike. Oma, Meirid HaGeshem, osse mitre. Ki boi le meima mechai ha-meisim, Omru, mi gila roze, you say mechai ha-meisim, ever wake up? He said, Eliyahu HaNavi was telling it. Chazal said, they hit him in shishi, pull me se de nure, Taisi says, shishi mislav davke. And that it's a lotion that Chazal say alamol, that verse 4 says that every shishi mislav davke sachmol. But they hit him in shishi, pulled him to the nure, and he ran down and dressed up like a bear. He came in the middle of the tefillah, everyone ran away, and the tefillah stopped. And the kids, when it's raining, they yell, Mashi v'ruach u'mayir ha-geshem. Yeah? We, when it rains, we yell, Saint Talumot, Mashi v'ruach u'mayir ha-geshem, Mishkin Bakosha. The kids, Mashi v'ruach u'mayir ha-geshem, they're diving for rain. Yeah? Saint Talumot, you're diving for rain. So why, when they said Mashi v'ruach, the wind came, the Saint Mayir ha-geshem, the rain came? It's not a tefillah, it's a hidoah. Ki omo mechaya ha-meisim, it's not a tefillah. It's a hidoah. Why meisim will wake up? Zalg b'mchatz k'levishten, the ikar tefillah is a korin b'yroilo. Chazal say, v'odom ayin, sheyavid es ha-adomo, zakrashi, sheyakir, v'yispal el oleo. The ikar tefillah is the makir that b'yroilo runs the world. In a normal way, the hakorah is, when you beg and you ask, it means you believe that he has the power. And this is the way during the year, this is the only way we connect, really. The Metzius is like that. When we need something, we daven and we feel it. But the emes is, the Akoren by Ra'ilam gives everything. When you makir, the Ribbono Shel Olam is everything, he takes care of everything. Mashiv Ruach, Osa Ruche. Mayir Nageshem, Osa Mitre. Chai HaMeisim, the Meisim wake up. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, the Avoid in Rosh Hashanah is, to be makir that is Ribbono Shel Olam is Melech, Malcha Amlochim, Malcha Shel Olam. This is the avoid of Melech Rosh Hashanah. Person has to be makir. How small I am. So what is the avoid? I want a little bit first to the Maaseh Shemoy. The aleph base of the avoid is a person is makir, and I'll tell you where you do it soon. About you makir and Malchus Yisborach, how big he is. Then you say Oleinu. Ah, unazah shvach. I'm so small. I'm a garnished. Hashem could have made me kigoy ha'arotzeis. I'll be a piece of sand in this world. Shelo yisom alokim mishpachos ha'adomo. Shelo yisom chelkeinu kohem. Shem mishtachvim lohevim anachlu kirim mishtachvim moyniv nimelech. Ah, Ribbono Shel Olam, thank you so much. See, you said b'shoyrish. V'yoyim ha'besimcha atzum aleinu l'shabeach. When you feel these machshoves in the middle of Malchus, it's shpitz Malchus aleinu there. Look at the Yisayid b'shoyrish. You can read the words how he's living it. Besimcha atzuma. Besimcha atzuma. Aleinu l'shabeach. I'm so happy I'm a yid. I'm so happy. It's not machshav. It's so hard to be a yid. I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't go there. I can't see this. I can't. It's fakal from Rosh Hashanah. Azei grace. The Melech is Malach Malchei Amlochim. It's no mocking for nothing else. V'zochinu li yis avodov. And I could have, and I could pour Lomas. I'm so happy. This is the nachas that Boi Ra'ilam wants when a person will come to Rosh Hashanah. When a person comes like that, kivyochol, when a kid is makir, all of you are like that. If you have a friend, that he's a really good friend, so when you could, you take care of him. If the melech feels, and you show the melech, you feel that you are eved, you feel that he's kol yochol, he doesn't need to give you different punishments. Then he wants to take care of you. He gives you the hand. Imru lefonai malchiyas kedei shetamlichumi aleichem. When we are the avodim of the Ribbono Shel Olam, everything is taken care of. This is the ikar avoida of Rosh Hashanah. The second avoida, when a person comes to this akore, and he says, and Hashem made me the koiches to do good, to misyaches to me. And I went and I didn't listen to him. And I went and I did bad things. And I didn't learn. And I looked at the koiches of Asurim. Oy lo yisabusho. Oy lo yisachlumo. Nichlamti venivoishti. This is the hirur tshuva that comes mitoich malchiyas. The Hirutshuva that comes mitech malchias. Ribbono Shel Olam. You gave us the koyach that you misyach is to our tefillas. Meloich al kol ha'olam kulam ichmidecho. You gave me the koyach to give kvoit shamayim in the world. There's no different tachlis in this world. There's no mokrim in the world for more from that. Because be'etzim is no mokrim for me in the world. I'm nobody in proportion to the ganze world. There's nothing. The feelings that we have in this world are not real. Adimyoinus. Cold and hot and warm and cold, gishmak and bizoyan. Is the Mioinus. And the Lema'emis will be a part of Chalek Elikami Ma'al. We don't know what it means. We can't even imagine it in our imaginations. This is the reason Chazal gave us only Yechetim to understand. If we be Chalek Elikami Ma'al, will be good for us. And if not, not. I don't want to suffer my ganze welt. If in the end I could be a part of the Ribbono Shel Olam and a part of Malchus of the Rikia. Al Tzcholef. So when you have two options, what do you daven? Make me this year to Mekadosh Shmoy Barabim and closer to him, and maybe a little yachta, by the way. Maybe a poor girl, a poor gishmak. Yeah, gishmak, not gishmak. Let me to get closer. Let me to do what I need. Let me to Mekadosh Shmoy Barabim. I have a chetim to the davar for Mashiach will come. So maybe my tefillah will make it to come 5 minutes earlier, so I will add billions of kvod shamayim in the world. So miyad I will daven for adding this billion kvod shamayim in the world. If I could daven for it. This is my tachlis, this is my rotzen. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a day that this is our avoida. During the year, it's not our avoida that we are. We're not holding there, it's not Tzuras HaAvoida. We have to, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to daven, to daven, to daven. But the Rosh Hashanah, a person has to know. This is the Tchilas HaAvoida of a person. Avada, what I'm saying now, we're not strong enough to handle a whole Rosh Hashanah like that. When people get to such a Rosh Hashanah, nothing could disturb them. Nothing could disturb them. They become so high, nothing is disturbing them. The Avdei Hashem. Hashem wants a tefillas. Hashem wants a malchias. Now, the problem is the Yitzhahorah is very klug. You start to think about these things. Nobody, I met the Yitzhahorah. Yeah, I meet him every year, he comes to my shul. You start to dive in, you start to think about these things. You start to think how big is the world. You start to think about animals and zebras and fish, you know. And you start, if you start to use the Mishalim, you know, you end in different stories, yeah? You have to be very careful. We can't handle such a whole day. A person could take Lama Zagan, three psukim of Malchias. And this is a void that will be when he's saying Malchias. For 2 minutes. For Max is man, not to, you know, not to sit there and facholam, facholam, facholam. But to come to this Hakorah. And in Aleinu, he will be more than it. Person could say 10 psukim. Every person, if he is madrege, they sing Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch. He takes one of them. He says, you know, and one of them, the last one, I will think, Hashem Melech. Me'azu mikedem. Hashem Moloch. Lo'ilam void, lo'ilam void, lo'ilam void. On asof. On asof. Then a person thinks, Zichroines. Again, he says the Zichroines and he's maimid. Shezeichir kol ha'yitzur bo lefonecho, le'nishkach lefonecho ta'alum eskol chai. You know everything. You know everything. This is the avoido. The avoido and the pachat. There's no mokrim. There's no mokrim. If a person manages even chilek, so I'm saying, while we're not holding him the whole time, so about in different parts of davening, you have to daven for your own stuff, everyone for his shittas and his mekoyrim. Because lemaise, ktane amone, this is the way to connect much better. But if you could have a portion, to have such a machshove, a person has such a machshove, yeah? So where he goes to eat Rosh Hashanah? In the house that they eat the smallest, the shortest time, the elikest time. He wants to learn. Yeshiva Bokhe doesn't have to say Tehillim. He learned 3 hours, 4 hours Rosh Hashanah or not. Chaparai. Rosh Hashanah, you believe it's Baroilam. Now, I want a little bit to be lemaisedik. The first secret of Avodas Hashem is practical. This svad is made for practical. When a person is tired, you can't work on these machshavos. The lo shayach. Not to be tired of Rosh Hashanah. I am Rosh Hashanah. It's a big slichus. I like to say it in the morning. Everyone says it this time. I sleep hours. Rosh Hashanah, I sleep more than what I sleep every day. If you sleep good hours, everyone, more is proportional to what you sleep every time, but every person, if you sleep, you could think. If not, you start to sleep, you're tired. It's a gate mission. It's always very smart. You prepare in Gansen, he'll be sure that you'll be awake, let Rosh Hashanah a couple good hours, and you'll be tired by day. This is his chacham. When you're tired, the most you could say to him, that's yeah. It's mezalzel in them. But to work, to avoid as Hashem, you can't do when you're tired. Not to be tired. Not to be tired. It's the other piece in the koyach of the Yetzer. It's avoido. Tamlichuni aleichem. It's avoido in Rosh Hashanah. I want to tell you about a tire Messiah Moisir. How much, when you think about it now, you could think about his machshavas, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close, when Rosh Hashanah comes and the Melech is not, it's easy to think about his machshavas, it's not hard. His machshavas come very not. His machshavas come very not. It's the Hershte Zach. The second Zach is Tfilah B'Sfosayim Dolkos. When you speak out the words, B'sfosayim dolkos, it's moir de kavone. Again, when you're tired, you can't do it. If you're not tired, you could do it. It's evi broche, evi kavone. Then the second avoida is avoida sashoifo. It's the avoida sashoifo. So this year, the first day we don't have. First day we don't have. It's a pillar. It's animal of Christmas to understand how bad is every chet. Chazal wa mevatel shoifon Rosh Hashanah. Shemo yaavireno daladamas. Maybe a person will be nichshal in aveira. So it's mevatel the ganze avoida of shoifon. Maybe it will be a chet. How much you have to be careful from having a chet? How much is a chet? And it's pashut. It's pashut. We don't understand this. I'll tell you why. You're right. The shofar saves us. So what we'll do with the shofar? We'll blow to the melech. And because of that, one year we'll do aveira. The melech doesn't want aveiras. Don't blow. Don't blow. Don't meshabeach. If you're not listening to me, I don't want you shvach. Ich will nicht. Ich will nicht. I'm saying it. The person says malchias. The melech doesn't want people that have aveiras. We have 4 days before Rosh Hashanah now. Chazal say a person has to mevaker the mumim. You have to clean yourself. A person has to know. He's coming to the Chatzar HaMelech. Avada. The people that the Melech likes and the people that the Melech don't like. If he doesn't like you, he doesn't like you. If he likes you, he likes you. But if you come dirty, they kick you out right away. If you come, you know, you come, you look like a good bocher. What's coming down? And then they chap that. It's nicht that, yeah? Ein teuche kevara, yeah? You see it the whole time. Yeah, he comes against the Tomim, and then you find he's right from Tomim. Yeah, but then already it's hard to throw him out. It's an andere meise. Yeah, but if he comes and he looks like a goy, you say no. Same thing in Rosh Hashanah. Malchusa de Rekia ke Malchusa de Ara. Hashem says, "Come clean, ba'asher u'shom." I want hamloche, but I want from people that are holding there. I want the people that are holding there. It's not stam. Chazal said in Aseret Mitzvah, you have to behave different. You have to eat. You don't eat paspalta. You misnag andosh. These are the 4 days of the bikkur. If a person wants to have a tzloche, starting from tonight, now that it's ready shkir, it's ready nach, for 4 days, to try not to have a chet. To try to be clean. But don't know chavei, right? Not to speak lashon hara. Not to be misbattled. It's all it comes. And you know, it's so bad. Sometimes you go to cry. See, goodbye, guys, the last couple of days, not living before Rosh Hashanah. The Yitzhar puts every koiches to make rifya. If a person manages 4 days to come rain, again, just to be awake the whole night. Learn. No batole, no lashonora, not reading what he doesn't have to read, not speaking what he doesn't have to speak, not eating what he doesn't have to eat. 4 days of bikul, and he's coming. He said, B'sheir says, I'm not saying a lot of things, B'ktzoro, but if you see the Yisrael B'sheirish, it's Kedai. When I was a bacher, you know, we went to shul with the Yisrael B'sheirish. You know, and every piece of Rosh Hashanah, he has mamash what to think, and before Shachas, before me, it's Kedai, I'm saying. He, the whole time to say that he brings down, to Metzayer B'nafshoi, that he's going to kill you, and you mask him Moisra Nefesh, and the Rebbein Hashem. Every 5 minutes he says it. Every 5 minutes. So Rabbi Yerucham brings down that when he read the Yisrael B'Sheirish, he says, every 5 minutes in davening, V'yatzayr be'atzmo in Shema Yisrael, you see sometimes the machzerim, they make a favor, they bring like pieces of the Yisrael B'Sheirish, V'yatzayr b'nafshay, Hashem Elokim, V'yatzayr b'nafshay. He says, every 5 minutes is V'yatzayr b'nafshay. Why he says, you need to do it the whole time. But V'yatzayr b'nafshay, Shubo litolis nafshay, and I'm saying, I'm asking to die in Kiddush Hashem. This is the spitz in Rosh Hashanah that Hashem wants. Alevai could moisten nefesh. The biggest kiddush Hashem is Alevai will be a rugilud. Alevai, Masa yegi al yodi vaykemenu. Not that we have to mispar for it, Chas v'Shalom. But Yitzayir benafshoy. As Rabbi Rucham said, our problem is everyone is masking. Shema Yisrael, yet the guy will come. I'll tell him to shoot. The guy will come. I'll take off my head. Yeah, I'm masking my head. He wants to kill me. I'm masking. They'll tell me to do this. Yeah, he'll kill me 5 pieces. I'm masking. Yeah, like this Yitzayir. Nafnish. If it's a horror, will come and tell me, shmooze to this guy in the middle of Seder, and I'll say, no, I'm learning. I'm Moisel Nefesh, yeah, I will not speak to him. And that is Trachan Alamol that he will come with a gun. He can come like a bad guy that speaks in the middle of Seder, and I will not speak to him. Yeah, my rumors will start to spill snow tonight, I'm not going to listen. I'm Moisel Nefesh. That is my Moisel Nefesh. He will come to shmooze, I will not be shmoozing. A person has to be in these days, he's ready to be Moisel Nefesh to Mekayim Rotzen Aboyre. To wissen. I say, Reb Chaim Shmuel Levi said once a shmuz. He said, a guy got a cold in Chanukah. So I asked him, a week after Chanukah, when you got a cold? He said, the second day of Chanukah. And I told him, no. You got a cold, Rosh Hashanah. You got a cold in Rosh Hashanah. Everything is nigzar in Rosh Hashanah. Zayin ish ken shoyte. You have 4 days, and everything changes. Maybe we spoke about it another time now. You don't see it. Aber das ist nicht sieht. This is what remind me of Emuna Shleima. I'll tell you, I got such a chizuk. I have a neighbor of mine. Built a couple of buildings near him. So, I know he had a machle a little bit. So Shabbos and Shachis after davening, like, I waited for him from far. So he came over to me. Oh, so what happened? Everything came back. Relapse, everything came back. I went to the doctors. Young guy, 53. He said, I finished the chemo 2 weeks ago. Yesterday, after 2 weeks, I felt a lump. I went, I made a CT. Again, it's back. They told me the only chance is to make three times stronger. He said, I can't. I will die from the chemo before I will finish. If I don't die, I'll die from the other thing. I don't know what I have to do. So what are you doing? He said, I'm not doing nothing. I said, go ahead. He said, even if the doctor tells me I have to do, I'm not doing nothing. Says, I told the doctors, I'll be back in 5 days. I have a chance. In next week in Shabbos, I have a chance. I will cry if it could change. But I'll start chemo now, maybe it will change Rosh Hashanah. Give me a week. I will not die in a week. Give me a week. Maybe it will change. Maybe it will change. But because I lost last Rosh Hashanah, it means I will lose this Rosh Hashanah. But the chazaka that I will lose, I'm a loser. The guy was crying, he was vomiting blood, he's crying. This is unzer emuna. Forget about your friends, forget about the whole world for 4 days. Now, we're starting, Mamma said, Adishmaya, that's the 4 days of the bikul. This is what Chazal meet Be'etzin for the slichas. Again, Chazal metake, Chas v'shalom, I don't want, you know, next year, you think, oh, so it's only 4 days, so the first 2 days in Shnegea. But the Maisa starts now. 4 days, you could fix yourself, and get Ashana Toivo, Tikoseyu, the Sikhomosem, and Ezra Hashem will be Zeicha, Beikosem, Besichom, Shatzadikim, Gmurim, Besiyata Bishma.